Yo, 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 this is Roderick Allen,
returning at the Journey of Soul show. I haven't did an episode in about a year.
February 7th, actually, to be exact. So what we're going to do is actually start back over and doing this right, focusing more hard, more focused, I guess, however you want to say it. I'm going to give you all a heads up of what happened to me, actually, in the past year. This past year, 2023, was a rough one for me.
Had to go with counseling, actually. And this is one thing I want to let men know, that it's okay to go to counseling. I realized that I wasn't coming to grips with the mother's passing. And mentally, I shut myself down. So we got to stop doing that, y'all. You know, it's okay for us men to talk to people. You know, theoretically, we've been always taught that, hey, man, you a man, you supposed to tough it out, tough, blase, blase. Yeah, that's fine and dandy. We got a lot on our shoulders. We got broader shoulders to hold the weight of other things, but we still need to talk to somebody. Because mentally, remember now, your mind is the strongest thing on your body. It might not be the strongest physically, but it controls everything. Right? You know, your brain can't push you up to do a squat, but your thigh muscles and everything, your bottom part of your body, that's stronger, right, physically. But mentally, your brain is the one telling yourself to go ahead and do it, right? So you got to make sure you take care of that muscle. That's the most important muscle in your body, that and your heart. Secondly, man, financially went downhill from there too. Lost my vehicle, lost a lot of things, covered up things I really wanted, had an idea to get a house and didn't achieve that. So just took a left turn in 2023, and to top it all off, got diagnosed with prostate cancer, stage 1. It's a blessing that I caught it in time, so you know, we getting this taken care of and getting that out the way. But I want to just talk briefly, and for us to get the ball rolling, and not just me, everybody's listening to this, get the ball rolling with getting yourself in order, getting your health in order, getting your mind in order, getting everything moving forward. And it's okay to stumble. Don't beat yourself up so bad when you do stumble. And I think that's one of the main things I had to come to grips with. Not the passing of a mother. I couldn't control that. But things that's in my grasp that I could try to control and try to take care of, and I fell through and didn't get it right. I beat myself up really heavy about it. I think that we can do better, y'all. Don't beat yourself up about these things, man. Sometimes it's going to happen. It will happen. Why? That's just part of life. Life happens, you know. But we got to keep trucking, keep moving, keep going forward. Do not stop. Take the time to breathe for yourself. I've seen a lot of things on TV and reading a lot now about self-care. That's so true, man. So true. Self-care is just not designated for women. So, men, think about that. Self-care is something for you. You got to get up there. Excuse me. Exercise better. Eat healthier. Financial health, physical health, mental health. Those three things are just... Excuse me. I drank a bad Mountain Dew. Speaking of not drinking that, I shouldn't have. But had a Mountain Dew. But I did drink a lot of water today, so I treated myself to one Mountain Dew. Not necessary treat or whatever. But mental health, physical health, financial health. Those three things we got to take care of. Because here's the thing, and you may have heard me say this numerous times, and I'll hearken on it again, because I had to really listen to my own words this time. If you're not good for you, if you're not taking care of yourself, you're not doing a service to anybody else who depends on you. Family, if your job, if you whatever that you are in charge of, that God's given you provision over. You're not good. You're not good with that. If you're not taking care of yourself, if you're putting yourself in a back burner, eating wrong, all kind of madness, not healthy, and not even trying to exercise to the point where you can't even walk maybe a flight of steps without passing out almost. Your mindset is so wrong. Your mental health is so weak that you break down at the smallest things. Yeah, you got to do better. And think about it. I'm only telling you this because of something that I went through. This is all truth. All experience. Nothing that I read. And that sometimes is. The experience is the best teacher. Now, let's go back to one thing I said about beating yourself up about things that you did in the past. Times that you, excuse me, there's been times that you may have heard me or other people, somebody, you know, maybe affiliated with or whatever, give you the heads up like, hey, man, stop holding a rearview mirror to your life. Or you ever notice why the windshield on your car is so big in the rearview mirror? Think about it. The reason is this. You have to look forward and keep going forward. If you focus so much on looking at that small little thing in the back of you, you're going to crash to everything that is ahead of you. You're not going to make it right, you know? You're not going to progress as a person. You're not going to regress as a man to do better for yourself, ultimately your family or your, you know, loved ones or whatever you or your business. Because everything trickles down. There's a good example of a poster I saw that had God first, umbrella, you as a person, as a man, and then your family. You know, your family can be anything, you know, whatever you're in charge of, but you have to keep your higher power first in order to guide yourself to the next level. Now, going to that next level means you don't beat yourself up about it, things that you messed up in the past. Don't do that. Health-wise, physical health, if you can. I know sometimes people be in the hospital, they have ailments. Man, find some way to do something physical if you're able to move around, get your body moving. Because I've more and more now, I'm seeing people now that I had my health issues and had an opportunity to sit down and just look at things in life, you realize that a lot of us are out of shape, out of health, are making a beeline to death. I always wanted to say, I don't want to beat God calling me home. I want to get there, and to the point when I get there, he say, hey man, I had you down packed down for at least 25 more years. What's going on? Why are you up here now? I don't want to be like that. Another thing about mental health, get those people out your life that's feeding you the BS, man, feeding you the negativity consistently. Get those people out your life. And I'm telling you, once you start once you start moving those people out of your life and you putting yourself first. Because too many times us as men, we've been programmed to put everybody ahead of us. And what happens is that we forget who we are, forget how to live, and forget how to eat right, pray, forget how to have a financial balance in life. God didn't want any of that. So because of that, focus on your, we're going to go ahead and focus on that mental health by getting those that negative vibe out of your way. Believe me, once you start doing that, that person or persons or people or entity, whatever's that negative vibe that's coming at you all the time, they're going to start seeing that, okay, this cat's different. Whatever I'm doing is not bothering him anymore. And that's how we got to focus, man. We got to get like that. And the last thing I was saying about was that financial health, man. It's so many different now in the days of social media and YouTube and everything, you can pull up anything that gives you an idea how to save money for yourself. When we work, we got to pay ourselves first. One can say that's tithing. That's maybe so. You tithe to your church or however you choose to, or you give a tenth to yourself. But you got to get busy paying yourself first. Putting that thing aside, Scarface had one of the, on his album, The Fix, one of my favorite albums of all time. He said something about, you got $12, I saved the $8 and learned to live off the $4. That's so true. We got to. We got to learn how to balance our books. You can't go out there and be balling over a sudden every which way every time first your check comes, balling like out of the crazy. And then about to, you know, choke yourself trying to make ends meet for the next 2 weeks until the next pay period. How are we going to do that? Focus on the side hustle. Right now, there's so many things out there to do to get money. You don't have to be on the corner selling dope. I did that before. It's stupid. I mean, sometimes some people don't have a choice, so they have to do, you know, do what they gotta do. I'm not knocking that, and I'm not saying it's right. It's never right, because a lot of times the people we doing are selling to our own community, killing our own selves. But that's a whole another podcast. But what I'm saying is that there's so many different things out here we can do for a side hustle that people want you to do. And during the pandemic, that thing, the side hustle idea exploded. You'll be surprised at how many people just need you to do something for them and they will pay you. Right? Think about this, man. Think about this. Jim Rohn, motivational speaker, said this: you go to work for your job is to pay your bills, but your hustle, your gift, your side business is to make your fortune. That's how you have to look at it. There's so many things out there for us to, as men, to get moving forward for us to survive and to excel. And I want us to do it. All right, y'all. This is just a short little thing telling me I'm back on my podcast. So I'm going to work on things that I used to do. Just giving y'all a heads up, I'm going to start promoting my website. I had t-shirts and things that I was selling with my sayings that I thought of. I'm going to start doing all that again. See, these are the side hustles that I was blessed with that I didn't continue to pursue. So now I'm going to pursue it. This podcast is one of them. Getting out there, learn everything, y'all. And I know I said I'm going to wind it up. This is a short one. But just, man, focus so much on doing better for yourself. I can't say this again. Now, we do go through a lot, and we go through so much. And the world basically tells us to kiss their butt. It's not that they don't care about men. A lot of it don't, you know, they care about men. They say, oh, if you're thinking about anything, if you have any feelings, you're a whiner. But you have to talk to somebody. Do something to get yourself healthy, physically, mentally, and financially, y'all. All right? So we'll be back, y'all. Right now, it is the 29th. March 29th. I'm working on stuff tonight. I'm going in for night shift. I'm working on stuff tonight, and I'm coming back tomorrow. We're going to have more and more. I'm trying to put out more. I'm trying to flood the airwaves of stuff for us, because I want us to do better. God gives you an opportunity and gives you a thing to awaken and bless other people too while you're working. All right? So let's do it, y'all. Peace.